Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. And our topic for today is forgiveness. Before we bring Brother Tansel on for what I know will be an awesome message, I'd like to open the line up for a prayer request. If you have a request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individual for whom you are requesting prayer. I'd first like to ask you all to please continue praying for each other, for our world, this nation. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God will bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Thank you. Caller 1154, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Cynthia Baker from Savannah, Georgia. I just would like to ask for prayers for my family, the Baker, Scott, Morris, and Milton family. And I have a special needs great-grandson who's going to be going to the doctor today. Just lift that up in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 1340, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Carol Walker. I am going for a tooth extraction today. The last time I had that done several years ago, they had to break the tooth in several pieces in order to get out and shoot me about 4 or 5 times. I'm asking for prayer that it does not, that scenario does not repeat itself, and that it will be a smooth transition of removing the tooth, and that I will have, I'm not going to say minimum, but no pain afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your prayer request. We'll now have our words of encouragement, followed by our closing prayer from Brother Bryant Tansel. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone on the call. And thank you so much for joining us this morning on Friday. Hopefully you've had a cup of coffee or some orange juice, or you had breakfast or making your breakfast, and you're getting ready to start this great day that we have today on Friday. A lot of times these topics are tales as old as time, so sometimes we visit them the first time and revisit them a second time, depending on what's going on in life or what we think is needed at the time of our audience. So we really appreciate everyone listening on the call every single day, Monday through Friday. Thank you so much. So when we examine forgiveness, our topic today of forgiveness, we've talked about Joseph in about 15 articles or so prior to this. We examined the life of Joseph, and this great man of faith went through all kinds of troubles and hardships. As you know, he was sold into slavery by his own brothers. He was falsely accused of sexual assault by a deceitful woman, and he spent time in prison for a crime that he did not commit. And finally, after many years, he was given the chance to speak to Pharaoh, the great ruler of Egypt. And it says, soon Joseph was promoted. He went from prison to a wife and family, food during 7 years of great harvest. And when the famine came, he was the man in charge of distributing food. Suddenly, his own brothers showed up in Egypt, needing food for their clan back in Canaan, if you remember. After some give and take and 2 visits to Egypt, Joseph reveals himself to his family, and they enjoy a wonderful reunion. We talked about that, how they were sitting at the table, and the youngest brother got 5 times or so the amount of food, right? So now the patriarch of the clan, Jacob, or Israel, has died. Joseph's brothers worry that without dad around to placate Joseph, you know, and kind of keep him calm, that this powerful brother of theirs might finally take vengeance on them for all the evil they've done. And you may have situations like that in your family. Once mom or dad may not be here anymore, we may worry about the oldest seeking out vengeance on the rest of the family members. It could be in distributing assets to the family or anything. So Joseph will demonstrate once again the power in forgiveness. The passage begins with Joseph at his father's deathbed. And as you know, the story begins by Joseph wanting to fulfill his father's wish and asking Pharaoh if he could take Dad up to Canaan to bury him, which was his father's request before he died. And Pharaoh granted his wish. So as we move down in the passage there, it says, after he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brothers, and all who had gone up with him to bury his father. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, what if Joseph bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong which we did to him? So they sent a message to Joseph saying, your father charged before he died, saying, thus you shall say to Joseph, please forgive, I beg you, the transgression of your brothers and their sin, for they did you wrong. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also came and fell down before him and said, behold, we are your servants. But Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for I am in God's place. You ever know that someone thinks you did them wrong and you look to them and say, do not be afraid, for I'm in God's place? That is powerful. He also said, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. And I want to stop. That's a great sentence there. if we let that absorb for a minute, that is really powerful. So he says, so therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Now Joseph stayed in Egypt, he and his father's household, and Joseph lived 110 years. He saw the third generation of Ephraim's sons, also the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were born on Joseph's knees. Joseph said to his brothers, I'm about to die, but God will surely take care of you and bring you up from this land to the land which he promised on oath to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Then Joseph made the sons of Israel swear, saying, God will surely take care of you, and you shall carry my bones up from here. So Joseph died at the age of 110 years, and he was embalmed and placed in a coffin in Egypt. That's in Genesis chapter 50, verses 1 through 26. So from this passage, we learn more about the character of Joseph and about God. So sometimes people get up in the morning with the intention of hurting other people, because this forgiveness thing is really powerful. It's really, really deep and goes to the bone. And you've heard the old saying out there that hurt people hurt people. And this is true. We get hurt from things that happen to us in the toss and turns of life. And sometimes we take that vengeance out on people around us that we supposedly love the most, or people that we interact with during the day. And we have to watch who we take advice from. You know, you don't want to take an advice from a friend that is always in a hurt position. That's probably not going to be the best advice for you. So we need to be very careful about who we trust when we go to someone for advice when we're hurting. Because if they give you advice from a hurt standpoint, it's probably not going to be the best advice for you. It's coming from their perspective, because they really haven't forgiven yet. They're still hurting. So it's not going to be the best answer for you. So as we look at Joseph's trust in God, burying his father, Jacob took Joseph back to Canaan. Seeing to it that his dad was buried with his fathers was important to his family, as it was one more statement of their faith that God would one day keep his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Joseph puts his trust in God. In spite of the adversity he's experienced, he trusted God to keep his promises. Too often through hard times, we let our faith waver. You ever hear of those people that, well, if God doesn't grant my wish, I'm never going to believe again. You know, it could be a dying parent or spouse or something, a situation they're going through, but they want to put all the blame on God, and that is the reason that they no longer have faith. You know, people disassociate themselves from the church for several reasons, and they want God to come down right now and make a miracle happen in their life, and if he doesn't, then I just don't believe. Well, God didn't help me when I was down. You know, why should I believe in God? You know, we come across and interact with these type of people on a daily basis. So we wonder if God is real or if he's real or if he really cares. And we usually phrase it like this: why would a loving God make me go through this? Joseph had every reason to feel that way. He was sold into slavery by the people who should have taken care of him. As a slave, he proved himself reliable and capable and ended up in prison on false accusations. In prison, he helped people again be reliable and capable. Yet, he was forgotten and left to sit in jail for 2 long years. Finally, the doors opened and the blessings came, but only after 13 years of injustice and suffering. Yet, Joseph's faith in God never wavered. Of all the lessons we need to learn from the life of Joseph, the most important is this one. Trust God when things are going good or bad. There was a gentleman recently I learned about, Ronnie Long, over in South Carolina. I believe it's South Carolina or North Carolina. But he was falsely accused of a crime and was put in prison. And his mom, who was 89 years old, just died recently. And he was released from prison there in Carolina, but he has not been pardoned. So by the governor. So if he's not pardoned by the governor, he doesn't qualify for federal assistance, you know, food stamps and food support. So you've got things going on right here in this world in life that happen all around us that we see. And I just want to leave you with one more thought. There are green lights in life when things are going great and you've got all the runway you need to take, you know, for your airplane to take off. There's yellow lights, which are cautionary. You know, things are about to get bad. It's about to start raining. You can tell the wind is blowing, the leaves are flying everywhere. And then there's red lights when the storms of life come to get you. Our brain is so powerful that we can live in the green light, and our brain totally focuses on the yellows and red lights of life. And that's why we hurt other people. And we just need to bring that to consciousness and awareness to where we can start to heal ourselves and forgive. How we treat each other matters. So I'll end right there with a word of prayer. Father, we want to come to you today. We do come to you today asking for prayers. Sister Danielle asked for prayers for each other and prayers for traveling grace, prayers for this world, prayers for the ministers on this call, Lord, that we can give messages that can help heal our souls and to help us move along to a better place. We pray for Sister Baker, the Baker family, the Scott family, Morris family, and the Milton family, and also her special needs grandson, Lord, that you continue to bless this family and continue to move them forward in life and fill their needs as you see fit, Lord. We thank you for this lovely family who spoke up on the call today, Sister Baker, and we ask for prayers for her as well. We also pray for Sister Walker, who's having a tooth extraction, our dentist, Lord, that we pray that the dentists are able to go in and do just what's necessary but not cause any additional harm or pain to her through this process and procedure that she's going through for the extraction. And, Lord, if there's any other dentists out there that she could take a look at too, please let her be open to that. Sometimes we all go to the same doctor, the same reasons, and sometimes people, you know, even physicians and doctors may not treat you the way you need to be treated. Just remember, there's multiple doctors and dentists out there, Lord. Let us be open to looking at that if we need to from time to time. We pray for all the people on this call. You know our hearts. You know our needs, Lord. Help us to forgive. Help us to live in the faith that and the grace that you've provided to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you so much for all the blessings you give us. Amen.